Well, we've sent James Pycos out to investigate the roads in the area this morning. Here's how we got on.
Lizzie Carl, good morning. You join me on the search for East Yorkshire and Northern Lincolnshire's most badly maintained road. And I'm at my first location. And this is thank you to the text of Debbie in Heddon. She says the worst road is Portobello Road in East Hull. Drive down there and have a look. Well, I have, Debbie. Thank you for your text message. I'm at the Marfleet end of Portobello Road now. Archbishop Thurston Academy looming up ahead in front of me with its lights switched on. Children just preparing to go to school as the sun begins to rise across East Hull. And, you know, Debbie, when I was driving down Portobello Road, I wondered what you're on about. Certainly, when I joined it from the Holderness Road end, it's relatively recently resurfaced. It looks pretty good. But the further east I went, I'm afraid to say the worse things got. Potholes started to appear before speed bumps. The road markings began to fade away. And now standing at the Marfleet Lane end, and particularly at this mini roundabout, things are pretty poor, it has to be said. There's a mixture of four or five different road surfaces here. You can see some roadworks have taken place and they've not done any favours at all because they've left the pockmarks and lines of trenches that have been filled in and out. And the worst thing is that the markings for this mini roundabout haven't been replaced in what looks like years. There's a bus stop here. The markings on the road wouldn't tell you though, you'd have no idea. There's just some random bits of yellow where the bus stop markings would have been, and then four or five different types of tarmac on the surface there. It's all over the show. And then as a driver, as you get up to this mini roundabout, particularly as I did in the dark this morning, you can't go straight on. It's a no entry if you were to go straight on this mini roundabout, but there's very little way of seeing because there is only one no entry sign. That's on the wrong side of the road. It's facing in the wrong direction, and it's pretty faded away, as are the road markings. So, yeah, if you're listening, Humberside Police, guess what I did? I went the wrong way down that one-way street. Arrest me. So the roundabout is in a bit of a state. It needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of love. I am definitely with you, Debbie. This is one of our early contenders for the worst maintained piece of road in our region. But is there anywhere worse than this? The pictures are on Twitter if you'd like to have a look. And if you'd like to make a nomination for where I'm going to go next, text Lizzie and Carl now. 81333. Start your message with the letters R and H, and I'll be on my way to your location.
Well, he will be if he doesn't get arrested for going the wrong way down a one-way street.